Hello everyone, welcome back. This is episode 46 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where I accidentally rendered it out like this the first time. I'm wearing a smock, basically, because I ordered a new computer and they didn't have my size of shirt, so what was I gonna do? Go extra large? Go extra, extra large? No. We go 5XL. 5XL. There are people this big. My neck, you can see my bosoms. This is like a cleavage type shirt. Like, you can see all of it if you wanted to. If you want to see my tits, I don't want to show you them. Sorry about that. That was clickbait. I got you good, dude. You thought you were going to see my tits. Not at all. Not even close. Actually, you are the furthest thing from seeing any of my mammary glands. None of them. You won't. I promise you right now, are you watching this? You're never going to see a nipple. No, nip does not slip. Slippy nippy tips a flippy. You are not going to see a nippy. That's what they say. You know? It's been a while since I recorded one of these. It's been over a month since I've recorded one of these. So we're going to What did I do in this past month? Well, once I graduated, I got the fuck out. I went on a road trip. It was 19 days, but I'm gonna call it 3 weeks because it's 3 weeks, 19 days, 2 days. Fucking 10% of it, whatever. It's the same thing. You put that on taxes, 10%, it's literally the same. What's the difference? 10%. So I went on a road trip. I started in New Jersey, where at my lovely homeland of New Jersey. And also, leg reveal. By the way, leg reveal. I never wear shorts. I didn't even think I had shorts. I thought I got rid of them all. But I had a few pairs, and now that it is summer and I have weekends off, I would like to relax. And nothing is more relaxing than a big old shirt, a big old 5XL shirt that who fits into that? Me, well, everyone technically fits into it. It's not a one size fits all, is just like just really big. Because unless your shoulders don't even reach the ends of, which, I don't know, are you a midget? A 5XL shirt will fit anyone that isn't like 3 feet tall. What I'm saying is, I'm comfy. I'm just relaxing, okay? So I started in my homeland of New Jersey. We're chilling. We're maxing out, relaxing, all cool. I never watched that show, but I know it because people say it all the time. I am in comfortable clothing, chilling. You know, sometimes you have to become a little chilly. The food. Sometimes you have to be chilly. The food. Why is my brain like this? So you can be sometimes. So my parents like to keep it real chilly in the house in the summer, naturally, you know, because it's hot outside. You want to go inside and be instantly ass blasted with Jesus. What am I saying? I got to get a sip of a Wawa, a little sip of Wawa. So there's a restaurant, a convenience store in New Jersey called Wawa that we don't really have here. It's like this So if this is New Jersey, it's like this much is Wawa and this much is Quick Check. They are interchangeable. They're the same, although Quick Check is better. I got a Wawa is all I was going to say. I was where there are Wawas, and I got a Wawa from Wawa. So I got a Wawa. I have a Wawa. Wawa. You know, sometimes you gotta go. That's their slogan, actually. Sometimes you gotta go. Don't you love Wawa, like water? Water has a slogan, and it's wanna go. Sometimes you gotta go. Get some water. Hey, can we have a serious talk? Okay. What the fuck was Got Milk? What is Got Milk? What are you advertising? Are you advertising milk? What brand? Milk? Like cows? Like what? Milk. Yeah, I guess I have some milk. There's probably some. They put enough soy in our food that I probably got some milk. Why am I talking about my tits? Like, why am I talking about my boobs like they're boobs so much in this episode? That is the hot topic. Everyone wants to know. Do you have tits? I say, I don't think so, but everyone's just trying to get a hold on my boobies. Someone just wants to fucking rip them off. Somebody just wants to go deep in on my balls. Whoa. So that's like, so my version of improv is to just slowly say words and make sure that at least something comes out. So sometimes I'll trip up on a word and then I gotta finish it. I started a word, I gotta finish it. I wanted to say boobs, but I went bah, so I had to say balls. So that's a fun thing to do. I'm gonna try a few rounds of that. I'm gonna start a sentence and I'm not gonna know where it's gonna go. So here we go. This is something that's very fun. And if you don't get it, then I can't help you. But if you get it, you get it. Okay. So I'm just gonna start with. I'm gonna say yesterday I. Okay. Yesterday I went somewhere because I gotta do it. I have to go. Sometimes you gotta get out of here because it's time to get. Go home to your family and say hello to Jimmy. Wrestle with him a little bit. That wasn't a good one. But if you feel the feeling, then you get it. Yesterday I said so many different things to people that I don't even know them because they're 40. I'm hanging out with 40-year-olds and they're gray. All gray. So much gray. Like, do you hear the way I'm filling in words with I don't even know what it's gonna be? And then you gotta roll with it. It's like improv with whatever is in the deepest cavity in your mind at that second. It is, and then you build off of yourself. I have conversations with myself. Am I crazy? Do I look crazy? I'm letting my hair down today. It's getting longer. I can almost do a ponytail, but I look kind of dumb in a ponytail. So, not doing a ponytail yet. Here's what I'm saying, though. Yesterday is so much better than the day before it, because the day before it was super dumb. Why was it dumb? Because I gave a homeless man my shawl. See, sometimes you don't even make words, and you have to start over. I gave a homeless man my shower, and I don't know how that's possible. I just unhooked it, and I put it in his mouth. And he ate the whole thing. He ate an entire shower, this homeless man did. And yesterday could never happen again. And sometimes they're short. Sometimes they're short, you know? Sometimes that's all you got. And that, like, it's already the end of the sentence. Yesterday, I'm gonna go tomorrow. Oh, and sometimes it don't make sense. Because how could they? Improv with yourself is really what it is. Just let your intrusive thoughts say, fill in the blank. You ever get sick of food? You're like, I'm not in the mood for anything, but I'm hungry. And my body's like, hey buddy, food, where is it? It should be inside of me. And I say, yeah, but like what? Wait, I could get Wendy's. I could get Papa John's. And that's like the only two options for dinner in America. It's either Wendy's or Papa John's. The whole thing's derailed now. Okay? I gotta... Do you ever get sick of food? Like, your stomach is just like, hey, put something in me. But your tongue says, it's all the same. When are we gonna get some new flavors? You try a new place, and it's not even surprising. You're like, yeah, I know good food, and this is it. How have I become desensitized to good food? Like, yeah, I've eaten good food enough to just be like, yeah, I know it's good. Like, I don't even appreciate it anymore. Dude, the more you live life, the more unsurprising it gets. And you're like, yeah, it's... Now it tastes good in my mouth. How am I? I can't. This is a new. We hit a new level of depression, folks. Can't even enjoy good food. I mean, like, if it's not, is it depression? I don't want to make that joke. It's depression's a pretty serious thing. But like, why can't I? Why is it? Like, good food is unsurprising. How's that even a thing? Why is my body not like, yeah, all the time? Life just got muted. Somewhere we went into grayscale. At some point. Like, when are we getting emotions back? When are emotions gonna come back? Yeah, like, America's open again. We're back. When's emotions coming back? When is joy? Yeah, okay, so America's open, right? And everything's back. But, like, when are emotions coming back? You know, like, joy and happiness. I mean, I know, we all know sadness. We're used to sadness and despair and fucking agony and fucking the deepest, darkest pits of hell. We're used to all that. When are we getting happy, and where are we getting cheer back? When is love gonna return to the picture? I've lost all those abilities. I'm starting to think I'm an alien because people are superhumans. Oh, so you're saying if you have the full range of emotions, so most people go, you know, like it's like that, right? It's a steady, you got all that happiness in between, or all the sad. I have about half of it. if this is everyone's level of emotions, Like mine cuts off around like right here. Like, where is all this? When are we getting all this back? When's it coming back? I'm sorry if you're listening to this. I just used a visual representation. You could imagine, though, that it... Now, I'm sorry to the video listeners now, but I'm going to explain it to the audio listeners. But you could imagine that I made it smaller. I made the fraction of... I have about half of all emotions. And I want to know when I'm going to be happy again. God, I mean, I'm in this bit now, and it's kind of a bit... Okay, so here's the thing, okay? All of my bits, yeah, they're jokes, and it's not that serious. I'm exaggerating, but it is rooted in truth. I'm like, why don't I feel anything? But it's not a big deal. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've all been through it this past year and a half, so you know what I'm talking about. You know, it's mainstream to be depressed now, okay? You get it. It's not that. I'm okay. I don't know. Therapy. Welcome to my podcast. It's called Therapy. I don't know what's wrong with me. Who knows what's wrong with me? But yeah, anyway, so I started in my hometown of New Jersey. The entire state is my hometown, because I don't want to tell you where I live. I'm from New Jersey. I left New Jersey. I took Route 80 to fucking Chicago. I drove to Chicago in a day. Met up with my friend, Joe, who I used to play Minecraft with, who is now going to become a doctor, which is crazy. And I'm going to end every sentence like this. So I went to Chicago, and I met up with Joe. And I tried Chicago deep dish, and I got a vape before I left, and I kept on hitting it throughout the day, so that at the end of the day, I'm gonna stop. So at the end of the day, I wasn't even feeling it anymore, and I was just hitting the vape so hard, I was going deep in that nicotine. Whoa, that was edgy. I was. Kind of danced the line. I said Nick. I did it again. Wow, lots of us. I hit the vape a lot in a day, and I don't ever use nicotine. And by the end of the day, I wasn't even feeling it anymore. And so I continued after I met up with my friend, which was after a 12-hour drive. I got back in my car, drove a little bit more. And I got to Wisconsin, some rest stop. Why did I pause so long on the S? Hold your S, okay? A rest stop. I went to one and I slept there in Wisconsin. So in the first day, I drove 1,000 miles and fucking 15 hours, I think. And so the next day, I woke up and it felt like I had a hangover. And I was like, what the fuck? I was getting that little pre-cum of the vomit. And I went on a hike and threw up in a bush. So I threw out that nicotine. Fuck that, dude. My body won't even allow me to become addicted to nicotine. So I won't. I got a vape and fucking overdosed in the first day. I got nick sick. I got nicotine sick. Which was not fun. So fuck that. And then day two, I was in... I don't know what I did every day. I'm not going to list out to you all 19 days of where I was, but then roughly From Wisconsin, I went to Sioux Falls in South Dakota, which was surprisingly fucking beautiful. South Dakota, underrated, in my opinion. And then I went to Yellowstone. The highway that I took to get there was the most, that was the biggest emotional roller coaster of a drive I've ever had. The first half, when it was still daytime, was beautiful. But then night came, and I was in the middle of fucking nowhere. It's pitch black outside, so everyone's got their high beams on. The road is straight for miles, and you know how the road reflects? So I was seeing three pairs of high beams for minutes on end. Like, asshole. And it was, it's at some point, driving in the night just becomes reading lights and hoping you're not wrong. Because if you're wrong, you could die. And it's terrifying. I do not recommend it. But so that was my first experience with really driving at night, like in the middle of nowhere. It's pretty terrifying. Would not recommend it. And I was literally, the highway that I was going on passed through towns. You would go like 65 and then it would be like, oh, go slower. All the way down to 25 for like three blocks and a gas station, and then it's back to 65. So these populations, 200, literally 200. And I was just like, I understand two things. I understand three things now. Just all you gotta do is drive through this town and you will understand three things. First, you will understand how people think the world is flat, because there's nothing. Like, when people say flyover states, they mean it. It is, there's nothing. There's no hills. It just is just, if it's just flat. So I understand thinking the world is flat. And I understand also why you'd vote for Trump. Like, I passed through towns where everyone voted for Trump. That's for sure. And I kind of get it. Because, like, if you're not living in a city, it's not your world. So, of course, you're going to be like, I don't know what they're talking about. Your town of 200 people. And I also understand how people could accidentally sleep with their sister. Because in a town of 200, there's not many options. And so you just kind of like, what are these people just fester? The same 200 people? Every generation, the same 200 people. It's like, that could be like two families. Like, so it's kind of gross. Yeah. So, Yellowstone smelled like eggs. I thought half the time I was in Yosemite, I thought I was in... I called it Yosemite. Half the time I was in Yellowstone, I thought it was Yosemite. Because they both start with Y's. That's it. And then I went to Seattle, where I paid $17 for a breakfast sandwich and a coffee. And I looked up how much a house was. Just a normal old house. Just nothing too special. It was two bedrooms, one bathroom. $800,000. So homeless is a thing over there. A lot of people living in their cars. That was interesting. When you get out west, cities are havens. It is so. Because I live in New Jersey, like near New York, where it's fucking New England, it's Boston, like there's everything everywhere. Boston, fucking New York, Philly, all three, you know, it's just everything. There's everything in New England, in the Northeast. There's everything. It's all crunched up in there. Once you get out west, there's like three highways to get places. And then like everything is so spread out, and like cities are just so cute. Compared to New York, cities are so cute. It's not difficult to drive in any of them. It not even LA was bad to drive in. Like nothing compares to New York. Like everything pales in comparison. It's fucking ridiculous. So every city other than New York is a pretend city. It's a goddamn town in comparison. Maybe I'm biased because I rep New York because I'm like, it's right there. I'm like, that's my city. That's the city. Everything's a lot more spread out and scarce and dead. Even life is pretty scarce. It's like, I was so I was out there and I was like, I got to the desert, you know, I went to Joshua Tree in June, where it is routinely like every day is over 100, but it's not humid. So it's okay. And I was at Joshua Tree and it was hot. And there was nothing. And skies are bluer in the east. Because when you get out west, everything dies and becomes sand. And the sand goes in the sky. And also smog. I went to Griffith Observatory. I can't fucking say it. I went to Griffith Observatory. And I looked at the view. The view was city that faded into gray. So, ew, is what I'm saying. Smog is pretty bad, and then there's dust and all that shit, and the fucking smoke from fires. I drove past a fire. there was a huge black cloud in the sky, and it looked like it was all coming from the same place. And over in the place where it was coming from, everything looked burnt. So, yeah, that's what that was, for sure. And all that shit gets in the sky, and it ruins the blue. So, skies on the East Coast, way better. Temperature. East Coast is fucking humid as shit. And I hate it. I absolutely hate humidity, because I would much rather have it be 100 degrees out and not humid and just dry and nice and calm than it be even 80 and humid. Like, oh my fucking God. It wasn't even 80 today, and it felt like dog dick. It felt like a big old man. It felt like a fat man sat his balls right all around your skin. Like, you just, he picked you up with his balls. A fat man. New Jersey humidity is like a fat man putting his balls on your skin all around it, and you block all the pores, and so your rash acts up. And it blocks all the pores, so your rash acts up, and it gets really itchy. You know, the rash that we all have. I'm gonna take care of it eventually. I made an appointment. The next soonest date is September 8th. So, you know, I'll wait. I'll take care of that then. Hopefully it doesn't get much worse. In the meantime, New Jersey, stop being so fucking humid. Okay? Because I like everything else about you. I like how there are things. I like how I never lose service. I like how it's just, it's a good, I live here. But stop being so fucking humid. Cut me some slack, God. Whoever, weatherman, stop predicting it to be humid. Weatherman, hey, weatherman, make it dry. Ooh, the things I would do. The things I would do if I saw the weatherman in person. I would go fucking, I would punch him right in his head. Because he keeps on making it humid. And I don't like humidity. Take it away. Is there any person who has ever said, oh, it's so humid today? What? No, that has never, ever, ever fucking happened. No one in the history of the fucking world has ever went outside when it's humid like 80 degrees. 80% humidity, and you walk outside and you're just like, just, you walk into mist. No one has ever done that and been like, yes, this is the way I like it. I want it like this. If we could get this every day, please. It's like the opposite of San Diego. It's just the worst weather all the time. That's what fucking England is. Oh, I would never. I could never. Whenever it's overcast, it feels like I'm in a snow globe, dude. I hate it. Is there any place in the world that is home? I gotta get out of New Jersey, because that's part of what this trip was, is to be like, where do I want to live someday? Because I imagine that my life ever gets going. You know, you like to pretend that you're not going to be a kid forever. So I'm like, where might I live one day? I was missing New Jersey. Once I got out there, I was like, I know people in New Jersey. So fuck, you know, my life happens to be here. And so I'm like, where could I move to? And I don't know. Every place has it's about picking the lesser of two evils. It's like, which one has the best of the options? Which one? It's like either friends and home, but it's humid, or anywhere else besides Washington and like the Northwest or the Southwest, and it's fucking, there's no friends. Wow, that took a whole lot. That took a lot to get out. So much effort. I'm gonna go back to doing some improv with my brain, because oh, and you know, road trip. I saw the Grand Canyon. I went to fucking places. I couldn't go to Yosemite though, because you need a 7-day reservation in advance. So fuck me, I guess. I didn't do my research. It's actually not because of COVID though. It's because so many people are going that they're limiting it, because they're like, this is insane. So yeah, I wasn't able to go to Yosemite. I was only able to drive through, and because they gave me a little ticket to put in my window. It says, I'm just driving through. And I looked at it, I read it, I was like, if you are caught anywhere except driving, the fine is $5,000. So I was like, fucking dicks. So I just had to keep driving and just going straight through. And I wasn't able to stop at any of the places. I wasn't even able to fucking look out my window because everything was blocked by trees. Like, they did it on purpose. That's not natural. But no, let's put a fucking road. Yeah, a road. Good idea. It's fake nature is what it is. There are coffee cups in the Grand Canyon. Okay, I saw litter at national parks. It's fake. It's fake nature. The nature is beautiful, but everything that surrounds it feels so constructed and like you are a fucking cuck. Like you're a cog in the machine, dude. Even they find ways to profit on you doing anything. Even fucking trying to see just a cool place. They're like, pay us. Because we own this cool place and you need to do it. And it's all corrupt. It's all corrupt. No park rangers are terrible for parks. You know, it's all corrupt. They find ways to make money on you going and visiting natural parks, national places. And they say pay us. I think park rangers should be volunteer. Because if you really care, you wouldn't be in it for the money. It's the dumbest thing to be mad at national parks. It's like, I should be thankful that they're even still here, you know? They're like a fucking zoo at this point. Wow, look at the earth. Look at the... National parks are like zoos, dude. It's like, wow, oh my god. Look at the earth. Look at the way it's shaped here. Oh my god. That's so cool. Wow. And like, it costs $40 to get in. National parks... They're just another scam. National parks are a scam. It's all a conspiracy. Everything's trying to take your money. I got people just scraping at the sides of my wallet trying to get in. Yeah. I had a good time though. Had a good road trip. It was a good road trip. I only hit one coyote, and it didn't even do damage to my car. Definitely killed it, didn't even stop to check, but dead coyote, for sure. And the biggest lesson that I learned on vacation was patience. Because, when you're on the West Coast alone, you know, you're like, you're in it. You know, you're there. You gotta get home safe, boy. You gotta get home safe, boy. It's all the responsibilities of your life are on you. And so you start to live like a little bit more like survival. Like, I didn't have stress out there, but I was like, okay, I need to have food, and I need to have gas, and I did need to have a place to sleep. It's a lot more, like, basic. So basic. What a basic little bitch. Basic. Haha. It's a little more basic. The fundamentals of human life. Oil. I would definitely recommend anyone go on a trip. Go on a vacation. If you're able to fucking do it, then do it. Stop being a bitch. Go out into the world, become a man, go, keep going, and don't stop until you get there. Don't stop, baby, baby, don't stop. Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing. If you have the ability to get up and get out and go for a drive and not stop for 19 days, and then I would recommend it, because it'll teach you a lot about how to get something done. It'll teach you a lot about taking pictures. It'll teach you a lot about going outside. It'll teach you how quickly time goes. That's for sure. It'll teach you that. If you go on a road trip, you'll learn how to be alone. Or unless you go with someone, but I didn't, because oh, that's stupid. Cut that out. Why is it always gotta go back to that? The fear of death. Death is the biggest motivator. It's just like, I'm gonna die. So what the fuck am I doing just wasting away? I tried to play a video game. I bought Doom Eternal. I spent $60. I can't play games. I can't. I spent so much of my life on RuneScape that once I quit RuneScape for good, I purposely got myself banned. I could have sold the account, mind you. Could have made like $1,000, but because I was pretty good in the game, I spent 450 days of my life playing RuneScape to hope I'd be somewhere. I could have sold it, but I didn't. I purposely got myself permanently banned, so that I could never play it again. Because it's like, what am I going to do, start over? No. Fucking stop playing the game. Once I quit RuneScape, there is no other game. That's the only game. There's no other games like that. And that was my game. That was life. You do dailies and you fucking schedule your day around when you're going to do your fucking dailies, bro. RuneScape is... the only game. So once I quit, there's no other games. I can't play games anymore. That was games. That was video games. And now we're done. We're done with video games. And now all we do is make videos and podcasts. That's all I do now. So hopefully one day it'll work out. That's the idea. If I keep doing it, then it'll have to be something. So... What was that about? Okay, so if you go on a road trip alone, you will learn how to be bored and be alone and bored. And you will learn how to not think. I wasn't on Twitter. I wasn't on Instagram. I wasn't on... first off, you know what? What am I doing trying to tell you how to live your life? This is a comedy podcast. Delete all your fucking social media. And then you'll be happier. That's a good one. Confront your fear. Your fear of being alone. Confront it. Because when you learn to be alone, then you can... That's a powerful tool. If you go on a road trip, you will kind of suck a cock. Why is that the thing that comes out of my mouth? I haven't done that in a long time. I forgot. I'm trying to learn how to become who I was in the good way, because I'm, you know, we all do self-improvement. We all become better people in our own ways. We're all a work in progress, but I want to bring, I definitely became quieter. No, I didn't. I've always been quiet. I want to become loud. I want to start saying so many things to people. I want to start being like a cool guy to talk to. I want to start not being awkward. But it's fucking hard, bro. When you lived your whole life barely talking to anyone. You barely know how to talk to anyone. Who'd have thought? I want to learn how to introduce some wackiness into. I want to learn how to. I want to do improv more. That's what it is. My life is a severe lack of improv. It's the only thing. If you go on a road trip, you will kind of swing it. Okay. If you go on a road trip, sometimes it's all right. That's pretty accurate. It's pretty unsurprising. Once you get out there, you kind of get used to it, and then you're like, wow, this is what it's like here. Like, you can picture yourself down the line becoming over it. Like, I was driving in San Francisco looking at the hills, and I was like, no one is looking at the hills the same way that I am right now. Like, if I lived here, I would get over it. If you go on a road trip, it's time to go. Go on. Welp, that's the, you know what? You know what? We're done. We're done. This is enough. We can be done. I'm going to end the podcast here because what was that? You never know. You never know. I might look back at this footage and cry my eyes out. Or laugh my brains out. That's what I... Laugh my eyes, brains. Laugh my brainies. I might have to edit this a lot. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time. And hey, if you like this, share it to... send it... Put it on a... Put a QR code in a message in a bottle and put it out to sea. Or get like a cutout of a QR code that sends a link to my podcast and spray paint it on a wall. That would be sick. All right. See you next time.